Hi everyone, this is the IoT Show. I'm Olivier, your host. Thanks for watching. We are on campus, at the Microsoft campus, and today we have the opportunity to meet some of our top IoT partners. Sensoria is one of them, and I have Davide from Sensoria. Thanks for joining the show.
Thank you for having us, thank you.
So can you real quick introduce yourself and what Sensoria is about?
Sure. So I'm co-founder and CEO of Sensoria, and Sensoria is really a company focused on personal IoT. So if you think about IoT, there are only three kinds of IoT. Mm-hmm. There is industrial IoT, okay. There is environmental IoT, mm-hmm. your car, my okay. house, and then there is personal IoT, which is collecting data, biometric data from the human body. That's what we do.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Awesome. So can you tell us like a specific project, I think you brought some goodies as well, that you guys are working on that illustrate the kind of solutions that you offer?
So that's interesting, because when I said personal IoT, you immediately went,
I did,
right?
Yes,
right?
I did.
So we tend to identify personal IoT with wearable technology right okay. now and wearables.
Yep. Yeah.
But wearables are limited to the wrist, to specific locations on the human body. Mm-hmm. But you woke up this morning, we probably did the same thing. We didn't know each other, right? We woke up, we took a
Not
shower.
Yet.
Right? We took a shower, but and then we put our clothes on, right?
Yes.
The advantage of that type of workflow that all human beings go through mm-hmm. is, wouldn't it be nice if we were able to actually collect data from all parts of the human body through mm-hmm. clothing and footwear?
Okay, yeah.
And that's really what's
interesting. Rather than an accessory that
Rather
you add on top of it.
Rather than just one piece of metal and plastic that is bound to the wrist.
Yeah. Right?
Which is fine, but it's limited by design. Right?
And it's limited by design, and it's actually focusing on specific scenarios as
Correct.
Well, right?
Correct.
So
Correct.
What do you have? You have something that actually addresses that kind of
Yeah,
scenarios.
So we built a full architecture based on Azure. So mm-hmm. we have built textile sensors. Okay. We've built an IoT hub, which we call Sensoria Core,
okay.
for garments and footwear.
Okay.
And then we built an Azure architecture based cloud system mm-hmm. that collects the data and makes sense of the data for the user and the trusted advisor.
Okay, I want to see it.
Okay, let me give you an example.
Yes.
You want to see? So this is actually an example that is definitely not a smartwatch.
No, it's not.
Doesn't look like one.
It's not practical.
it's a smart sock.
It is a smart sock.
So what makes it really cool is the fact that, as I was mentioning, there are non-traditional sensing technology
okay.
components embedded into it.
Mm-hmm.
So as an example, in this sock, we have three textile pressure sensors.
Okay.
They behave like FSR sensors,
mm-hmm.
but they're textile, they're soft, and they're washable.
Okay, right? Yeah, okay.
As you can see, these three textile sensors are connected to what we call Sensoria Core, which
okay.
is our IoT hub for the human,
okay.
human body. This device comes with, of course, a full IMU embedded, right? So
okay.
we have a three-axis accelerometer, we have a gyro, we have a magnetometer.
Okay.
But the cool thing is that in the back, we have the ability through an analog front end
mm-hmm.
to collect data from sensors that are external to the device.
So you extend
yeah.
the collection of sensors that it can gather
so
data.
So we
from.
Have the built-in ability to collect up to eight data sets, analog data sets from as many sensors
yeah.
on top of the nine-axis IMU. So you can imagine we can actually do some pretty cool things with that.
And about connectivity, like this thing is connected?
Yeah, this is Bluetooth smart
okay.
to your watch or your
okay,
phone.
Okay, got it.
So
that you have close by.
We have built a full SDK. We call it Sensoria Developer Kit because we have soft hardware and software included in that. But
that's
correct.
So you guys are using Azure IoT Technologies.
Yep.
So you're one of our top IoT partners out there. Why Azure? Why Azure IoT? Are there specific things that come to mind that made you pick us as your partner?
Yeah, there are three reasons why we picked Azure, and we actually decided to make our Azure architectural choice and decision in 2012. So
okay.
that was very,
okay.
very early.
Yeah, yeah.
It was not an easy choice at
okay.
that point.
No, it was not.
Clearly. But you know, number one, development tools. You know, the richness of the development tools, mm-hmm. and also the fact that we know, you know, the Microsoft development tools
okay.
very
yeah,
well
yeah.
Helped a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, the openness of the platform to, you know, open source
mm-hmm.
components is very, very important to us. And last but not least is really Microsoft's understanding of the enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean with that is when you start collecting healthcare data, there are governmental rules
mm-hmm.
beyond even enterprise rules that define where that data needs to reside. So the ability to specifically mention where that data needs to be needs to reside in a geofencing type of location, if you will, right? If it is German data, needs to stay within the EU. If it is US data, needs to stay within the US. And if it is Chinese data, so we cannot afford that data to go to a Russian server, right? So so that is crucial to us. Those are the three reasons why we selected Azure.
That's great. So we appreciate that a lot because you're making the pitch for us. I love that. if you had to define this partnership between Sensoria and the Azure IoT team, what would be the few words you would use for that partnership?
That's a great question. I think open and constructive.
Okay.
We tend to have a very direct relationship with you guys because we were early adopters from the very beginning, so we have gone through a few bumps in a row, both our bumps and your bumps. And so we kind of have a much smoother runway right now, but you know, there's still a lot to do. I mean, again, if you go back to what I just said about IoT, there is a lot going on in industrial, there is a lot going on in environmental, on human. We're still at the very beginning of a new market.
Yep.
But I would argue that I care more about my personal data than my thermostat, right? So
I agree with you, and I look forward to test these socks and the shoes and so on. That good was it.
Thank you. Awesome. Well, I can give you some examples of how people use it right now, if you'd like.
Definitely, go ahead.
So we're working with the Michael J. Fox Foundation, as an example,
and
University of Sydney in Australia. We have 100 patients using this sock right now to monitor Parkinson's disease. Gait progress. Gait is the science of human locomotion. It was defined by the Germans and the Italians in the mid-1600s, but there's still no real-time, real-life tool that can give a doctor guidance on how well that patient is walking today compared to yesterday, right?
Yes.
Is he taking his drugs in the morning? Is he not? And if he's taking his drugs in the morning, the efficacy of those drugs, is it there or not anymore, because there is progression in the disease, right? So that's super, you know, it's very encouraging, and I can tell you, just watching patients and researchers working with our technology is very rewarding.
And that's transforming, because actually you're providing a technology which is like light, easy to use, and connected. So basically, in a nutshell, they just have to put it on and they provide telemetry that will be super useful.
That is exactly the key. I mean, if you want to summarize the key opportunity for us at Microsoft in this space, from a business development perspective, is exactly what you said, which is we're able to collect data, novel data sets. So from a development standpoint, we're going to get data that no one else has. This is not number of steps. It's cadence, it's stride length, it's stride speed. It's movement in space of a specific limb compared to the ground, right? So this type of data you cannot get from a watch.
Simply. You can try and interpret, but you don't get the
You can hire
data.
A couple of math maniacs and do crazy signal processing, but it's not going to be as good quality data as we get, right?
Yeah, so. And you need that for this kind of medical scenarios where the data has to be super precise to really be useful.
Correct.
Great. Well, thanks a lot. Grazie mille.
Grazie a te.
Thanks a lot for watching the IoT Show. Don't forget to subscribe and see you soon.